KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 30 degrees in Atlantic, and we expect it to be partly cloudy and breezy today, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Police in Creston are investigating the theft of items from a home and a vehicle. Officials say two women on Livingston Avenue reported someone entered their house and vehicle sometime between January 4th and 24th. Items missing include a purse, a total of $90 in cash, debit, credit, and Social Security card, EBT card, makeup, hairspray, and perfume, a 30-disc CD case, stainless steel Sons of Anarchy chain and pennant, a wedding band set, and an MP3 player. The loss was estimated at $1,370 altogether. And on January 21st, a Madrid resident reported to the Creston PD someone used a rebate card that was issued to the victim but never received and was used without her permission. The incident happened sometime between February 1st of 2013 and January 21st of 2015. The loss was estimated at $300. In other news, Creston police report 57-year-old William Spencer Powell Jr. of Diagonal was arrested January 21st in Creston on a charge of second offense public intoxication. Powell Jr. was later released on $300 bond. Construction on the new Wild Rose Casino in Greene County near Jefferson is still on track despite cold weather construction slowdowns earlier this month. Wild Rose president Tom Timmons says freezing temperatures early in January made the progress slow.
That was very difficult for the guys out there. I felt sorry for them, actually, to be out there trying to make it work because it just takes twice as long to do everything.
But the speed of the work increased as the temperatures went up.
We've hit some weather above freezing, obviously. They've been able to finish the roof off and seal the front, which means now we can get some heat in there and retain the heat, which means we can start pouring the floors. Concrete will set up, so things are really starting to move.
He says he's confident they'll still be able to hit their late summer opening date.
We're still on for August opening. Yeah, there was a touch and go there at the first of the year, but this weather, Mother Nature's agreed with us, so I think we're back on course.
Timmons was at the Racing and Gaming Commission meeting last week to get approval for some issues involving the developers of the hotel that's also being built.
We had to amend the original agreement we had with them, but just minor things, some dates. But the good news is they will start February 1 and they'll be done by August 1.
Construction started in July at the site of the northwest corner of U.S. Highway 30 and Iowa Highway 4. Timmons has been amazed by the buzz created in the community as the work moves ahead.
The interest by the local people is unbelievable. They actually park across the street and just watch the construction workers. They really do, and it's been great to have that local support.
Timmons has hired a general manager for the new casino, but says they won't begin looking for the full workforce until later this year.
We'll probably be looking at doing some sort of a job fair in probably around 1st of April, into March, 1st of April, and that's when we'll start the process.
He had previously said they're expecting to hire around 250 to 270 employees and will have a total payroll of around $7 million. The casino building is projected to cost around $40 million. As Governor Terry Branstad prepares to introduce legislation aimed at expanding broadband internet in Iowa, members of a committee tasked with giving him key recommendations for a bill say it's a complex issue that they're still sorting out. Members of a broadband committee within a science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, advisory council say they're still deciding what the state's overall goal should be with expanding high-speed internet, also known as broadband. John Carver, superintendent of the Howard Winneshiek Community School District in northeast Iowa, is committee co-chair. He says there's a shifting national definition of what constitutes high-speed internet. Branstad is once again making expanded broadband internet a top priority this session. He set aside $5 million in his budget proposal. Well, the Iowa Freedom Summit drew hundreds of grassroots activists to Des Moines this past weekend for a 10-hour event featuring 31 speakers, about a dozen of whom presented themselves as possible 2016 presidential candidates. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Congressman Steve King, the co-host of the event, kicked things off Saturday morning.
Do you believe that the next president of the United States is going to be speaking from this stage to you today?
The parade of potential contenders for the GOP's next presidential nomination included governors like Scott Walker, who touted what he called the Wisconsin way as a prescription for the entire country.
Common sense conservative reforms can actually work, and they work in a blue state like Wisconsin.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas challenged Iowa Republicans to ask each candidate to prove their conservative credentials.
Look each candidate in the eye and say, don't talk, show me.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee called for a ceasefire among conservatives.
We don't need to spend the next 2 years beating each other up in the conservative tent.
And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie suggested litmus tests could doom the party.
If you want a candidate who agrees with you 100% of the time, I'll give you one suggestion. Go home and look in the mirror. If that's the standard we hold each other to as a party, we will never win another national election, ever.
I'm O.K. Henderson reporting.
And the annual Iowa Pork Producers Meeting in Congress will be held in Des Moines this week, gathering about 5,000 adult producers from across the state, as well as students representing the next generation of producers. Jamie Schmidt of Garner, the retiring president of the Iowa Pork Producers Association, says Congress is devoted to what's happening in the pork industry.
We'll have a lot of educational seminars. We'll start out with some environmental regulations, and we'll have a PEDV update, some of the stuff that has been done with biosecurity and how that's affecting the herd.
One highlight is on Wednesday night with a banquet and awards ceremony, which will feature the crowning of the new Iowa Pork Queen.
We'll be giving out our Master Pork Producer Awards, our Pork All-American, Master Seed Stock Producer, and our Honorary Master Pork Producer. And we'll be crowning our Queen, Princess, and our Pork Youth Ambassador.
The events will be underway Tuesday through Thursday at the Iowa Events Center, and you can learn more at www.iowapork.org. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.